Ready? All right. Rundown. We're live. Today is October 4th. We start is brought to you by Lisa Mattresses. Lisa. Mattresses. Best mattresses in the game. $75 off. Click on the link below. And that coupon's good for today, tomorrow, 10 months, 20 months, 100 months. They can freeze you and encrypt you. What is that called when they freeze you? And then you come back? Encryption?
Freezing your head. It's called
cryogenics. They can cryogenic you and you can come back and that $75 will still be good. Lisa Mattresses, Mattresses, the official mattress of mattresses. Mattresses. Start with the NFL.
Hold on. I got a gift for you guys. Can you hold that? 3-0, all three of my teams. So I want to just spread the wealth.
You're winners.
Winners. There's yours.
I could use one.
Winners.
Could definitely use a winner.
There's yours. Football guys, the Ryan brothers, and then I'll hold on to coach. Little 3-0 Sunday for Big Cat. It was nice to be in the winning side of things.
Can I go on a rant that I don't want to be mean and it's not meant to be mean and has nothing to do with the subject? But as you're taking off the shirts, I had to think about it. I won't do the rant
No, go ahead. You're going to do it.
People ask me a lot. One of the number one questions I get is how fat you actually are.
Uh-huh.
And how I answer it is he fluctuates.
Yeah,
sometimes
I do.
He's super fat. Sometimes not. You're in a fat phase right
now.
Yeah,
I am. Yeah.
I thought you were looking good.
No,
no, I'm a little fat.
No, his shirt, he's in a fat phase.
Okay, so there's two things. One, I'm in a fat phase.
No, wait a minute. Fat phase was like NLCS last year.
It's a combo. I'm in a fat phase, and Skinny Davey, Adderall mm-hmm. Davey, has put on a few pounds, so he's starting to project.
Right.
And you can
think I'm not skinny anymore?
I don't think you're as skinny as you were because you had your shirt
you're
on
back
like
to where
5 days consecutively, which is... Because when you get skinny, you just have your shirt off all the time and everyone sees your fucking dick bones. And and you haven't been doing that. So
I have
you
put
clearly
on...
have put on a few more weights. So now you got to project and you got to be like, well, at least I'm not as fat as... And you know what? I'll be your Jesus. I will hold it all for you. I'll hold all of it for you. I'm here for you.
I said... Clearly, Dan, mine wasn't meant to be an attack. I will say, the office is putting on pounds on everybody.
Because there's fucking donuts
and snacks everywhere.
Dude, I've had gushers.
I'm going to be a disaster because of this
place. Like six bags of gushers every single day.
We have so much junk food.
Snickers bars.
And people, by the way, when I put on my list, I want carrots and celery sticks. People are, you pussy.
Well,
it's
that
all
is
fucking.
A pussy move.
Yeah, well, it's all fucking Doritos, gushers. There's food I haven't. It's like wearing Willy Wonka's chocolate factory in here.
It's true. It really is, man. It's crazy.
That was a sidetrack. NFL, your three teams won. My team lost.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
You forget what it's like to actually be a fan.
What do you mean?
You, like, Kevin and I have watched that game, the game the Patriots played on Sunday.
About 1,000 times.
A billion times. Bad quarterback play. Can't move the ball. Frustrating, awful game.
I wasn't frustrated at all.
You went totally silent on Twitter. You literally don't know how to act unless you're winning. It's unbelievable.
And even in a game, like, that game doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I wasn't sulking.
But you're still nowhere to be found.
Right.
Time out.
Right.
All right.
It's unbelievable. And I know you were sitting here watching them.
No. Paul will actually, I was trying to run this whole fucking company.
Oh, here we go.
No, brick by brick.
I built this so Shay can eat.
No, I'd like to talk about this because Jared Karabas, our Red Sox guy, and I've had this discussion with him on opening day, I had it, and then on David Ortiz. The dude went to the fucking game and couldn't blog. Ortiz had the entire city of Boston was named after him with all these ceremonies. I texted him like, hey, can you fucking blog this? It's kind of important. He's like, oh, I'm at the game. So I went into my fucking cube over there mm-hmm. and was blogging David Ortiz Day.
So you were on the
because
internet.
This fucking jackass it gave me the same story he gave
before.
I just
before. Think you forgot what it's like to be
I have to be at the
fan.
Game so I can write about it. A verbatim.
Somehow he spun this into like, I'm the boss.
Yeah, I'm the boss. Fucking,
no. I'm gonna verbatim.
It dawned on me.
Nobody cares about this story.
It's far more important.
Literally, not one person cares about
it. Cover these at home
in
real time.
You've never just taken
ownership. It's been our bread and butter for a decade. I didn't go to the World Series Super Bowls for this reason. Same exact logic as opening day. And if you aren't gonna be home, then you need to be very clear that it's approved and covering because I should be covering the Patriots right now, but I'm doing the Red Sox stuff. Apology accepted.
Okay.
Well, and by the way, I don't give a fuck that they lost to the Browns.
Well, you should.
I don't give a fuck.
But you should.
Brady's going to come back. We're going to be 18-1, except this time with the Super Bowl.
You should care.
I almost had the chills saying 18-1.
You should care. Because it's exactly like last year. The losses do matter when you have to go account for the air.
What am I going to do? It's like, yeah, we lost to a better team yesterday, and we're 3-1. I thought we'd be 4-0. I can take it. Don't turn this about me. Let's turn about how pathetic your Jets are. Fucking Fitzmagic is the worst.
Yeah.
And by the way, I bet the Jets, and I wanted to put a gun in my head because I said on this show, on these very airwaves, you can't come back from a 30 interception game. He's done.
He's done. The Jets are done.
How is Geno not playing?
Because he sucks.
Yeah, but still.
Dude, I get it. I know. But like, when people bring up Geno's name and they forget that he is like the worst quarterback who has ever suited up.
He can't be worse than Fitzmagic right now.
Yes, you can.
Worse than Fitzmagic?
Yes.
How many interceptions has he thrown in the last 2 weeks? Like 9?
I think he's thrown 10.
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's
unbelievable.
It's so early. I mean, Brady's probably thrown 10 interceptions in what, like, the past decade?
Honestly,
it's crazy.
The amount
it's
of
sickening.
Interceptions.
As a color fan, even I think that's excessive.
Right. And this is a dude who held out, who was demanding long-term cash. It's fucking nuts. They're cooked. They're going to definitely lose the next 2 weeks. They're going to be 1-5. Season's over.
Shout out to that. This is a gambling moment. We do a lot of gambling. We had the gambling show. That Broncos-Bucks line. I got so in my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, there is no
Broncos are getting no respect. As a Super Bowl champion, they're getting no fucking respect. They're 3.5-point dogs in Cincinnati the week before. They get no fucking respect for that defense and how good it is. I know they got Trevor Siebian as quarterback, but they don't get any respect.
That was
I hammered
such a
the Broncos.
Disgusting line. I put the house on the Bucks. The house.
Oh, God.
I was lecturing Brett here.
Jesus.
I'm like, no, because I'm like, you're not going to trap
me,
Vegas.
That's,
and then I trap. I was like,
Vegas just doesn't know what to think about the Broncos.
And neither do
they
I.
They fucked it up.
Unbelievable.
They've been dogs, twice already? Yeah. Twice in four games.
Quick shout out to the Chargers. You motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's like. There's nothing more classic NFL Sunday than like the late afternoon Chargers game just going to shit in the fourth quarter and losing all your money.
Yeah, but I've seen it come back not when you have the ball up 13 with 5 minutes to go and you fumble twice.
Yeah, they had a 98.6% chance of winning.
Dagger. And by the way, obviously the ultimate kick of the balls. The line was I think three. I bought the half a point, so I had a -130, and they lost. It was just such a kick of junk. College football, what a day. We're here doing the Degenerate Boys Live. We were here for maybe I can't imagine there'll be a more action-packed witching hour than what we sat through with the North Carolina game, the missed extra point, which killed me, then the field goal that Caleb won on. We had the Georgia game, which was just the most amazing ending. Basically, back-to-back Hail Marys. Michigan was a pretty good ending. Then I got fucked on the interception that guy made. But overall,
Louisville-Clemson was one of the best college games I've watched in a long time.
Louisville-Clemson, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable day of college football. And college football, it's just such a sport.
It really is. It's just wild. It really is. Like, you don't watch it enough, Kevin.
That is something that you crush on PMT. If someone said college football is a sport,
but
you
here's,
would go
okay,
and
but
sport.
Here's what,
such a sport.
Okay, so here's what Dave was trying to say. You watch the NFL, and it's just, you know what's going to happen. Nothing really, crazy ever happens.
Except
guys get covered downfield. Yeah. No one breaks these big plays. College football, just fucking mayhem.
It's mayhem.
At all times.
It's
mayhem. No one
mayhem.
Knows
that's
what the fuck they're doing.
It's unbelievable that you guys just blow your cash on it every single
crazy.
Fucking day.
It's mayhem. But
crazy
that's what makes
shit.
It.
These 18-year-old kids don't know what the fuck they're doing, and we're putting so much money on it, and I love every second of it.
And
such a sport.
Like, the NFL games, they start at 1, they end at 4 to 4:15.
Right.
The college games,
the Hedges,
they don't
Georgia
play
and
by
the Hedges.
Clock.
Yeah.
They'll go 2 days. They'll go games that just go on forever.
Also,
remember back in the day, this may be too for the kids, where they stopped the clock like all the time. Those games took 10 hours.
Yeah.
They never ended. It was
the
balls.
Also, hey, shout out to us. Yeah. Never have we been more right about anything than Coach O.
I mean, oh, my
on.
God.
Come
Coach
on.
O.
Come on.
Did you see?
I played back the clip on Saturday night.
I saw it.
After everyone was like, you know what the best is? When people are tweeting at you being like, I actually have, I'm sitting here in tears with FOMO that I didn't get in on.
That
Coach
was
O.
The
you
got to
trust Coach O.
Easiest bet of all time.
All time.
Even my dad texted me and said,
"I
hope Coach O bails
you out." Magic run?
It probably so.
Four games.
Well, okay. No. Here's the problem.
That's longer than I thought you were
going to say. It's a noon game in Florida, so the juices aren't flowing the same.
That affects it, but
I'm
no.
I'm a little
no,
nervous,
no,
but,
no, no, no,
but Coach O
no,
does get, he no, gets people buying it. It's Tell the Truth Mondays.
Tell
the
Truth Mondays.
He's got a name for every day.
Tell the Truth Mondays. Four games. Our friend, who I don't like to name, did you see his, someone tweeted me what he said about Coach O?
I tweeted at him and said, apologize to Coach O.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God. Yeah. It was so, he's like, LSU's terrible.
We've Dude, never been more
he's
right.
He's such a stupid son of a bitch. I love it. Late breaking news last night. Kardashian. So it started Kanye mid-concert. He's like, I gotta go, family emergency. Turns out, and by the way, originally I saw this on Twitter and they said a family emergency and I knew they were setting this up for failure and I meant to blog it. They put a picture of fucking Rob Kardashian next
dead.
To the story because that's what, yep. It's like, oh,
Everyone,
he.
They assume he killed himself.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's a bad spot to be in, to be like family emergency. Everyone's like, Rob.
A million out of a million people are like, what did Rob Kardashian do? Turns out Kim was held at gunpoint by the Pink Panther gang in Paris and stole had $6 million worth of jewelry. Stole
$10 million
when you're in
the number
oh,
keeps
the
going
Pink
up.
Panther gang?
Yeah, yeah, supposedly. The Pink Panther gang.
It's a bunch of
Well,
nonsense.
That's real. This is not.
I don't
the
believe
Pink Panther
them
gang
either.
Yeah, gang
Pink
is real,
Panther
but not,
I don't, no, I don't.
Not this shit. This is. I mean, if you believe this,
when is
this?
When is the robbery
idiot.
Special coming out on E?
Yeah.
That's really
oh,
the only question.
Hey, guess
question.
What? Season premiere, October 23rd.
Oh, no
oh,
way.
Look at that.
Coincidence.
Look at that.
If you think this robbery was real.
You're one of the dumbest people.
You're the
Glenn
dumbest
E.
Guy. Yeah. You don't even have to, like, I know I'm Danny Too Woke now. But
no,
like,
no, no.
You don't
this
even
is,
have to be, you can be
is,
sleeping and know that this
is standard.
I said it instantly.
Yeah. This is standard.
Because anybody who said it, first of all, there's no way you're getting that close to Kim Kardashian.
No,
like, not in a
she's
million.
Got a million
completely
security guards.
Completely by herself, no family members, no security guards. There's
Come
no
on.
Footage. There's no witnesses. There's no police talk from France. There's nothing other than her saying it and Kanye getting off stage.
Oh, and I don't even think it was like her jewelry. Supposedly, it was like she
this
was
is
traveling
this
with.
This is a little
yeah.
shout out to. There's gonna be an obscure reference, but this is Audrey Seeler, the chick when I was at Wisconsin who kidnapped herself. And she like went and hid in the woods. And basically everyone was like, you just kidnapped yourself. You just framed this
I
all
I feel
for
like
attention.
Someone else kidnapped.
That's Kim Kardashian, what she's doing.
Who else
she's just
kidnapped
doing it for attention.
Themselves? Someone else kidnapped themselves. That may
well,
have been a movie.
This is some
lucky
it's an attention.
Shit.
But I'm surprised she didn't kidnap herself.
And she broke free of her
Yeah,
like,
so she
shackles,
did kidnap herself. Yeah.
Like, come on.
Zero
come
chance. Zero chance.
Literally, put it at goose egg. 0% chance this happened.
Anybody who thinks this is real should go watch like E! News or something.
You think that depresses them a little bit? That they like everyone out there is like, come on, this is fake?
I don't think everyone thinks it's fake.
That's crazy.
I think only the Stay Woke boys think.
No, I don't think, that's my point.
No.
Danny Too Woke is like, he didn't even, I was sleeping and I knew this was fake.
Dan, I think people think this is real. I'm on social media. People are acting like this is real and like thoughts and prayers.
No way.
What are you laughing at, Coley?
I'm on social media, it was funny.
I was.
You're on it all day.
You know who's not? Caleb. Caleb likes to stay off social media.
No, he was tweeting on Saturday. He was online. He was online.
All right.
That's Caleb, he's in one of those moods where if someone makes fun of him, he's just going to fire off.
Anyone
in the world. We're all on the same team. There's
been a great rundown. Standing right there.
There's been a great rundown.
Poor Kravis getting roped in from fucking 2-3 states away. Unbelievable.
Pass that blame.
Can we do a commercial break? And we're back. Ryder Cup. Two more people who I ripped a new asshole this weekend, if we're being honest. Because we're in the studio. I'm managing things. And the Ryder Cup, we have the first fucking...
Oh, my God. Managing things.
What do you mean?
The best... Managing things is like... I'm sitting next to you. If that's what managing things looks like, holy shit.
We had the first Dikembe Mutombo finger wave in the history of the Ryder Cup after fucking Rory sank a big putt and went bananas. And then I'm not going to say the guy's name because I don't know who he is, who did the finger wave on him. And it was the most electric golf in the history of golf. We have two full-time fucking golf guys, Riggs and Trent, They didn't even think about blogging it, writing it. So I sent them a nasty email right from this very
caps. Was it scanning, Dave?
No, it was all caps.
You saw it?
Ooh.
Yeah, Riggs showed me. Riggs had it open while I was sitting next to him when I came in.
Yeah.
It was all caps. I was like, what the fuck is that all caps?
I believe what that one said is, hey, anything good going on at the Ryder Cup right now? ? And all caps.
Like, I don't have two golf guys to have this not on the blog. Like, figure it out.
Wake the fuck up. I mean, honestly, though.
I love when every guy.
How
every
can
guy
you not to use a
no,
phrase?
No, that is crazy.
Stay woke.
No,
yeah, we have two. That was the golf event. Yeah.
That's
and
like,
they're just sitting there. Trent's just sitting there rotating his thumb. Why aren't I in New York? Get the fucking thing up there, you dummy. Jesus Christ.
man. Oh, Trent's coming to New York today.
So. Also, did you see that clip of Rory who like got the guy kicked out?
Yeah, that is. Whoa.
What's that?
Here, come here.
Yeah, you got it. Dude,
holy moly.
You can't just walk in the office looking like this.
Shoes.
What's up, bud?
Get these shoes.
The gold 11s.
What
holy
are you?
Shit.
Come sit here. What are you?
Who are you?
I'm interning for Nate.
Oh, yes, you're perfect.
Turn around. The camera's right there.
Are you Nate at night intern?
Sure.
Sit on my Red Bull, dude.
Just make yourself at home. Let me tell you something. Right. Your haircut is unbelievable.
This
man.
Is
this whole ensemble is just.
This is
I actually, and this is where my brain, the combo of you with Nate is like the most unbelievable combo.
You know what you are? What's that guy's name? One said
he's not even hired.
Oh, you're
oh, not? Even
oh, yes, he is.
Oh, you interview.
What does Nate need an intern for?
No, Nate at night. It's a tough internship. Hired. You got to be here at like midnight.
But what does he need?
Because he needs someone to help run the shit.
This is
got it.
He's
and that's you?
Come on. I'm a Nighthawk, yeah.
Wow.
He's
okay.
A Nighthawk. Yeah. Well,
all right,
come on,
you're
creepy.
Like
he's a
what's
Nighthawk.
Your name?
Mike.
You know what? He's me, like Mike. That guy. What was the
Mikey,
guy?
Mikey Flash.
The pickup
something.
Artist on VH1. What was that guy's name?
Mystery.
Mystery. You're like Mystery.
Mystery.
You
like
need
it.
To go show Nate how to pick up chicks. That's
I like
an electric
it.
Video.
I like it.
Wow.
He's like Mystery.
This is.
No,
this haircut. Is this haircut for real?
Fabulous. Like, look, I don't even know what's going on. Full suit, haircut, Jordans. I like Mikey Flash.
Hire him. Is he hired?
He's hired.
He's hired now. He's hired.
Yeah.
Executive decision.
You can get another
Mikey,
one, but this guy's definitely
you,
hired.
You got to stay. This guy's got to be here.
All right.
Yeah.
See you later, Mikey
hey.
Flash.
Good to have you on board, man. Yeah. Congrats. Also, what's the
nice
so like you're dressed nicely, but then you got like a
it's
like
crazy.
An old navy flannel on.
You need you need that suit's gotta be tighter for your look though, like skinnier.
I know.
Tighter.
Mikey
okay.
Flash?
Mikey Flash.
Mikey Flash. There he is.
All right, Mikey,
Mikey Flash.
Mikey Flash.
On the spot.
Mikey Flash.
That was
Mikey Flash, that,
sometimes things happen here, and I'm just, I mean, that was not real life. That
wasn't
guy
real.
Walked out
I
when
he walked
video.
Out, I was just like, this guy can't be real. Mikey Flash.
I need a video of you just going, no, come here.
We got to get him business cards. Mikey Flash.
Mikey Flash. What a name.
Oh, my Lord. That
what
was
the,
special.
What the fuck is our lives?
I did, before Mikey Flash burst. Mikey Flash.
Burst on the scene.
FYI, Mikey Dude. Flash, you say you can make shit happen. I want Mikey Flash like the Orange Bowl when they come out of the smoke. Like,
yeah.
Every time
yeah.
Mikey
out
Flash
the elevator.
Opens
smoke.
The door,
yeah.
Smoke.
Yeah, he's missing.
Feel like he's coming out of the.
But I'll tell you what, Glennie Ball just got Wally Pipp by Mikey Flash.
He's absolutely the most upset guy in the office right now. Your reign is over,
Glennie Ball's
that's it.
Mikey Flash.
Mikey fucking Flash.
Wow. Oh, take my breath away, Mikey Flash.
Mikey Flash.
Glennie, are you nervous?
Mikey,
you just
Mikey
got
Flash. Hey, Mikey, you gotta wear a suit every single time.
He's gonna steal your entire shit.
Yeah, you're done, Glennie. You're old news, Mikey Flash.
Glennie doesn't like him. Glennie doesn't like
Glennie.
Him.
Who's our long-term rivalry?
Glennie versus Mikey Flash. Here
oh,
we go.
Wow.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah Mikey
yeah,
Flash.
Mikey Flash.
Yeah. Hey,
balls.
Start learning his every move, Glennie.
Real quick, and not to turn this serious, but Rory getting that dude kicked out of the Ryder Cup was the softest move of all time.
Maybe
yeah,
it's
for sure.
Maybe it's sports history.
Like
for
you're
sure.
just walking.
For a dude who's supposed to be like young, cool, dominating
yeah.
to
yeah.
be a bitch like that.
But we got him. We got in his head. That was good that America
that was,
got in his head.
That was like if that golf wants to be so tough, but they're just country club. Pussies
yeah.
in that proof.
We
got to
get our boy Keegan on to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because he's the
yeah.
type of guy who would be like, fuck.
Why
that.
Didn't we
yeah.
have Keegan on today? So stupid. That
Wake the fuck
brain.
Up.
Big brain.
So stupid. So stupid. He's probably crying. He loves the Ryder Cup. Keegan.
He does.
Oh, yeah. That's like his thing. He chest pump all that shit. All right. Trump's taxes. This one we can go through quick. Big story. So Trump has like never paid taxes apparently because he had a $900 million loss in 95. And I'm pretty sure, and Barstool went through this, it's like the first 7 years or whatever, we lost money. And it's like if you make money, you cancel it out. I don't understand the story. If there's any, and I know you hate Trump, whatever, but he legally hasn't paid taxes. Anybody who thinks anybody pays more taxes, like, oh, I feel bad that the law says I don't have to pay and they pay is insane. I wouldn't vote for anybody who just was like, yeah, I feel like paying taxes when I don't have to.
All right. I mean, I don't want to do the politics thing because it's honestly like I hate everything about everything. But the point is Trump pretends that he's like for the little people and cares about it. And his whole argument is that Hillary is like a one percenter and finding these loopholes. That's all Trump's ever been. He's the guy who fucking finds a way to be bankrupt and the construction workers are shit out of luck looking for pay. He's the guy who leaves his lenders high and dry. So I understand what you're saying. If he was a private businessman, go for it, dude. Use every tax loophole ever. Don't tell me you care about the little people in Main Street America and then like take advantage of this shit and leave those little people high and dry.
Only thing
Trump only cares about Trump. Trump only cares about Trump.
But all that shit was when he was a private businessman.
Right, but my point is he only cares about Trump. He's gonna if he became president, all he'd care about is taking care of his friends and Trump. And he pretends that he doesn't.
I don't disagree with that.
So,
but don't
piss on my shoulder and tell me it's raining. That's fine.
KFC.
I think anybody who's not trying to skate on their taxes one way or another is a weirdo.
Totally
so
fine
I'm,
with
I'm
that.
Like,
totally
I,
fine
I,
with
I thought
that.
This made him likable. I'm like, oh, I'm trying.
Right,
I
totally
wish I could
fine
do
with
that.
That. Just that the kind of it's the contradiction that I'm not fine.
But
with.
I mean, they all he who
but okay.
To
but
say
here's the problem. Dave.
It's not a bombshell.
But here's the thing. Yeah. He wants to pretend that he's some outsider who doesn't play the politics game. This is exactly what the politics game is. His actions and his words.
No, I don't think
don't
that's the
fucking
politics game.
Up.
Like paying, you go to your account, you like have me pay the least amount of taxes possible. That's not the politics.
I think that's game. Yeah. I think it's the opposite. I think it's what regular people do.
Yeah, whatever. I think his message and whatever his message is, I don't even know what his message is. Do you even know what his message is?
No.
Build the wall.
Make America great again.
Yeah, exactly.
That's literally the message. last one. MLB playoffs coming. I just published a blog. I wrote in this that I think the title was Kevin Couch Clancy versus Madison Bumgarner in a one-game take-all is the biggest mismatch in the history of sports.
Do you think that Dave thinks we like play in these games?
I don't know.
No, it doesn't. You don't think mojo matters, like personal mojo. You now are a personality. You're tied to this team versus the best winner. I'm saying your sporting luck, the bum, the loser mentality that you are.
I mean, yeah, there's no luck.
Right.
Doesn't matter if I'm playing Bumgarner. Doesn't matter if you're on the mat. I mean,
oh no, no, that matters. I believe in that.
In terms of
a little bit of the juju, yeah.
You guys think that my
juju
loserness affects the Mets?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. I don't deny that. I've always said the day I die, the next day they'll win the World Series.
Yeah, right. Probably.
But I don't think in this case it.
Twitter stock, for example. When I was like, I jumped off Twitter, and then all of a sudden Disney's buying the next second.
But
that matters.
But my point is that it's been this way forever. So like
because
this
you're a
game,
loser. Yeah.
But this game doesn't.
You've been a loser forever.
Change, yeah.
Right,
yes,
you're
correct.
A loser.
But it doesn't matter that Madison Bumgarner's on the mound. It's still a problem that I'm rooting for the Mets.
But combine it versus one of the all-time winners versus one of the all-time losers, and it would make the Miracle Nice look like child's.
Can I ask a question? Are you not a little upset that the Red Sox just mailed in the last week and gave up the home advantage?
I'm not a huge like baseball home field advantage guy. I said the same thing about football, I know, and it fucking...
You didn't count for the air.
It fucked me in the ass. I get that. But
still an all-time Barstool quote. I didn't account for the air.
That's true. I don't... no, it doesn't really bother me.
I mean, it
just
seemed like you guys were red hot and then all of a sudden lose a few games and now you have to go on the road to start it. I'm just ready for the Cubs haven't played a meaningful baseball game.
That's going to be a problem.
And of course it is. You don't think I'm scared about that? Of course I'm scared about that. I'm scared about that.
Absolutely. Well, if I were you, I would want the Mets to beat the Giants because the Giants are fucking a scary ass postseason.
Because Madison Bumgarner pitching, because I don't know what he would. So the game's Wednesday. He would pitch.
He'd only pitch one in that series.
Well, I mean, but he's Bumgarner. So
he
pitch
like
Monday.
One game rest.
Yeah, he pitched Monday, Thursday, or whatever.
He can pitch every day. And
I know. I'm scared.
Jeff
Samardzija coming back to Wrigley and somehow ripping our
I want no
out.
Part. The Giants basically lately, if they get in the playoffs, they win the World Series. It's
yeah,
almost
this
only
team
fitting
is
Giants
different.
Red Sox.
This team.
Yeah, but they said that about the past teams too.
Their bullpen is so legendarily bad, though. In the postseason, that would be a disaster.
Yeah, it would be really. They have.
People are overlooking my man Noah. Like, he's no slouch.
No.
You don't want to see him.
No.
I just said that. I'm not overlooking Noah. I'm looking at you.
Me.
Total difference.
For content, you'd like Cubs Mets.
Totally. Totally. Cubs Mets again.
It's gonna be a wild October.
And then we have Nate's Nats too.
Nasty Nate.
They
with Mikey Flash.
I just feel like
going out to LA.
Mikey Flash needs to be with Nate at all times, but he's a move in with him. Yeah. Don't you feel like the Nats are kind of just like there? Like they're a good team, but I feel like they're just like
I
don't expect them to
make a run. I will say though, baseball is just one of those sports. Lately, especially, you just don't. It's not football. It's not basketball.
No, regular season means nothing
right.
to the postseason.
It's not like you're more skilled than you're gonna just. Yeah. You can't stop the run, and it doesn't matter what you do. You can't stop the run, or you don't have a big. It's just
that's the only thing keeping me going with the Mets because it makes no sense.
Your
week, right.
You just don't know. You just do not know.
If fucking Seth Lugo is out there throwing gems,
it's like remember the year Colorado like won like 13 in a row, and then they got in the postseason. They had this huge delay, and then they just got swept. You just don't know. But I am rooting for all the if I had to bet, gun to head, and this is not allegiances, I think it's going to be Cubs-Red Sox. I really do. Which would be wild. That would be wild.
Wild.
So that's a rundown. Anything post-show? I feel like there was one post-show thing I had to talk about, but I can't remember. I don't think
Got
so.
Got it? No?
No, nothing.
What?
Oh, yeah. Second show on sale, KFC Radio Live, Couch by Couch West at the Wilbur, November 19th. It's the second night, second show.
We'll also be doing post parties both nights. Not sure where. We'll figure that out. So you can come hang out with the crew.
Tickets are on sale tomorrow at noon.
Parties.
Wednesday at noon.
Cash, a little cash taste, a little wet the beak.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Sam, just whoring us out. Wet the beak.
You think I keep it? I don't keep it. I don't keep it.
Little back pocket.
I would have given you guys all a little wet the beak. I don't do that anymore. That's you guys.
I think you should put in
a
good word.
The beak anymore. You don't get a beak sweat anymore.
You gotta put in a good word. Like, send an email.
Just say wet the beak. The guys want to wet their beak.
The subject should just say beaks, and it just should say we need to wet the beaks. We need some wet beaks.
Just see. You know what? That's actually great because like we never really asked, but we did. So
now,
who knows?
Just be like, I have some dry beaks, and I need
to guys are just asking if they can wet the beak.
If you guys get to wet your beak, I
Peter,
do too.
We all get to wet the beak.
Too many dry beaks. We need some wet beaks.
Yeah, he's just going out there, you know.
Subject line, wet beaks.
Yeah. Wet beaks.
Beaks, say, subject line,
we need to wet the beaks.
Can we wet them in Boston?
Let's wet the beaks.
All right. It's the rundown.
Wet the beaks. Hashtag wet the beaks. Get it trending. Wet the beaks.